This is Daim Shabazz of the Chess Drum, and we're in Las Vegas, Nevada. And the playoffs are in session. This is Millionaire Monday, so a lot of the top players, the top four players of each section, are now competing for the top prizes. And the players who played seven rounds and who didn't qualify are now milling about, and some of them are preparing to leave to go back to their respective countries. I have with me Women's International Master Catalina Blanco, who is originally from Venezuela, and she's agreed to talk to us for a few minutes. How did you enjoy this tournament?
I was very excited about this tournament, even, you know, when they announced him for the first time. And once I came here, the environment was so cheerful, and, you know, everybody was excited. The playing room is beautiful, and the organizer put a lot of work into this.
How did you find out about the Millionaire Chess Open?
In the website, in chessdays.com, when they say about it. And I have Maurice also in my contact list, so I knew that he was advertising it very early.
And how long did it take you to decide that you were going to play in the event?
I signed up like a month or two after they posted. I just managed the schedule, that's it. But I was 100% supportive of this idea.
So you're originally from Venezuela, so how is chess in Venezuela?
It's very popular. I mean, they still are working a little bit with the school system to try to get it as a school program. But we have actually two grandmasters right now in Venezuela, and then we have a pretty good IM high-rated players there, and they're working, you know, to try to graduate more title players. So I was one of the first ones to become an international master in women's, and I think I serve like a role model to the new generation to get title in Venezuela as well.
So I think you have what, Grandmaster Iturrizaga? I think he's.
Iturrizaga and Sarai Sanchez, and then there is another one who has the norm, but he needs to complete the rating. Frasca,
yes.
So.
There's a lot of Venezuelans. They compete with the Caribbean in those tournaments.
Yeah, so they go there and they go to the Olympics.
So have you competed for the Olympia Women's Olympiad team?
Yeah, I played four Olympics with Venezuela. And the last one was in 2002 in Slovenia. But after that, I moved in U.S. and I have been out of Venezuela for 10 years. And they don't call me for the team, even though I was the top rated there. But you have to be there to be qualified for the team. So I'm not living there.
So where are you based at now?
In Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, you're based in Atlanta?
Yes.
Okay. I used to live there. I lived there for 9 years, and then I moved to Tallahassee, Florida. The university professor. How long have you been in Atlanta?
Since about 8 years already.
8 years. Mm-hmm. And what do you do there besides, I know you're a chess player, but what do you do besides chess?
I'm an orthodontist by profession, but I graduated in Brazil. Mm-hmm. So I didn't validate my dentist title here in the U.S., but I work sometimes in the morning part with that and with some colleagues that they can practice as an orthodontist here. I help them in the practice, and beside that, well, I have my own chess after school program, and it's very popular in Georgia, in Atlanta, and then I teach my students to become champions in the early in the young categories. Mm-hmm.
Do you have any of your students were in this tournament?
No, in this one, but they are following me in Atlanta, so they play pretty much in the national championship or the local state championships.
So in this tournament, how did you do in this tournament? Did you play well? Do you have any interesting games that you played here?
Well, I'm happy with my result. I was top 20 rank in my section, and I got 14th place. I got 4.5 out of 7. I missed a chance on the 4-day schedule, the last round, to maybe try to fight for the playoff with the 5.5. I made 4.5, so. But then in the Blitz, I was very happy because I played in the strongest section, and then I got 16th place ahead of many of the top players. So I made 5.5 out of 8.
So who did you play? Any very strong players?
Well, in the first round, I played with the winner of the Blitz tournament, okay. Robert Hess, Grandmaster. Yes, and then other ones, I don't remember the name, but it was pretty strong. But you know, in 5 minutes it's a gamble, you know, and then I was lucky, but I like to play fast as well. And we have fun because we play chess until 2 o'clock in the morning. That was a really chess party for everybody.
So do you, being a, you know, orthodontist, do you have much time? I mean, it seems to be like you're busy and always...
Well, I don't have my practice here. Like, I'm not the main doctor doing it, so that's why I still can have the freedom to travel when I want to do it with the chess tournament, and that's what I want to. I mean, if I practice the orthodontics here in U.S., I would like to do it as a part-time basis because I would like to be connected to chess always. I love chess. I'm playing chess since I was 7 years old.
So in terms of your experience in Millionaire Chess, what was the most memorable, what was the best memory that you had of Millionaire Chess this weekend?
The best memory, I mean the whole thing, because you know, everybody was very welcome to this tournament. I mean, it's respect for chess. I mean, I'm just very excited that this is going to be the first of many tournaments like this to come, and hopefully we can get more attraction for a sponsor and to people to try to elevate chess to the next level.
Is there anything that you would like to see perhaps in the future, maybe something else that you'd like to see in the Millionaire Chess Open?
I don't.
You like it the way it is?
Well, of course, there are going to be some feedbacks about it. I cannot think any specific in my mind right now, but well, there has to be a little bit more search about, you know, the ratings with the unrating people, where they have to be located, which section. Not sure if they should be on the lower section, they should play ahead in the open section. And then there are other feedback, maybe with the registration price, but you know, that's something that it's more on the business part. I don't know that part as well. But I mean, I'm sure that they're taking the survey from many people and they're going to take the best of that to improve it for the next edition of the tournament.
Well, they've been doing surveys.
Yes.
They've had surveys and people have filled out in
yes.
the comments. And
exactly. I mean, it's not perfect, but I mean, if I had to say overall about this tournament, I would give it a 9. You know, I mean, nothing is perfect, but I mean, this to be in the first one of this kind is very good.
Do you like the location of being Las Vegas?
Yes, especially the location because, you know, it's very partyful, you know. It's good. It's great.
So you've been taking in the sights, doing some things here in Vegas?
No, I took it like a vacation time, but I was focusing my tournament. So even though when I wasn't playing, I was following the game in the broadcast because the guys have been doing a great job. Women's International Master Ariane Kawiri, and then Grandmaster Robert Hess, and then International Master Lawrence Trent. They are very, very good commenting and very funny too.
Well, Maurice told me, he says, well, I had to get the best. Of course, he's one of the best commentators, but of course, he can't commentate on this while he's organizing the tournament as well. So maybe next year, when they have this, there'll be more players. They had, I think, close to 600, mm-hmm. close to 600 players, mm-hmm. and then maybe... they'll have more. Is there anything that you would like to tell the audience about Millionaire Chess to maybe encourage them to maybe take an interest in playing in this next year?
Well, I would like, you know, yes, to call more players to participate for next edition because, I mean, if you are an amateur player, I mean, it's going to be the first time that you are going to be competing for high-stake prizes. And, you know, it's not like a gambling. You know, in other sports, they have high prices as well. So why chess cannot have that opportunity? And then, as well, you can see many of the top players here in the tournament. And if you are a chess lover, you will like that experience as well. And then you can learn in between rounds with lecture. They have lecture here in the morning time. So it's the whole experience. It's very deserved, well deserved to compete.
Good. All right, well, thank you for your time, and I appreciate your comments, and I wish you safe travels back to Atlanta. And hopefully I'll see you there, because I go to Atlanta a few times, and maybe I'll play in some tournaments there.
Okay, thank you. Well, you're welcome to Atlanta.
Okay, thank you. All right, this is Daim Shabazz, and we're signing off.